streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Royce and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your main man, Rob Boyd, checking in. And we got a great, great show for you today. We got our main man in the building today, Pinell County Sheriff, Mr. Lamb, and we're going to be speaking to him for a few minutes about the great work he's doing in our county and beyond. So without further ado, I'm going to bring him on, and he's going to formally introduce himself. Hey, hey,
thank you, Rob. I appreciate that introduction.
Yes, sir. So go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the people, and we're going to get started.
All right. I'm Mark Lamb. I'm the sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. We're situated between Maricopa County and Pima County, which is basically between Phoenix and Tucson. Our county is about 5,400 square miles, and which is about the size of the state of Connecticut. And so as a sheriff, we're responsible for not only the jail, but we also do police duties, deputy duties out within the community as well.
Hey, and that sounds great. That last part is a great part that you said, because what we know for a fact is our great Sheriff Lamb and his staff, they definitely do a great job here in Pinal County. So we'll get straight to it, Sheriff. The great things that you're doing with the vets right now, that is something that has touched a lot of people, and a lot of people have been sending me messages as well about that. What started you to start working with the vets and giving them their own pod, collaborate with each other?
Yeah, this is something we're really excited about. What got me going on it was I have a sheriff that I had kind of made friends with from Middlesex County, Massachusetts, Sheriff Peter Katusian, and I was kind of following him, and I saw a news piece several months ago about how he had this veterans pod called Humvee, which stands for Housing Unit for Military Veterans. As soon as I saw it, I picked up the phone, I called him, and I said, hey, I got to be part of this. I'll give you all the credit, but I got to have this program in my jail. And my people have done a great job getting it together, and the, you know, the purpose of the program is really to get these veterans, and first and foremost, show them the honor and respect that they deserve for serving this country. You know, they're still serving their time. It's not, we're not taking their charges away. That's, but you know, we're not only treating them with respect, but we're getting them the help that they need so that we can keep them from coming back, which is the end goal.
Right, and that right there, I feel, Sheriff Lamb, is a great goal right there, because it's a lot of our vets that come home. And me and my wife, we feed the homeless every first Sunday of every month. So we see a lot of homeless vets downtown Phoenix, and it just amazes me how they do not get the credit they deserve, and they don't put their life on the line, you know. What you feel about that right there with our homeless vets as well out there, Sheriff Lamb?
You know, it breaks my heart. I hate to see these guys that serve this country. And, you know, a lot of the problems that they suffer from after their service is precipitated by their service in the military. You know, they go out, they see a lot of things, they do a lot of things, and it affects them. And, you know, life isn't easy for any of us. And, you know, it's tough for a lot of these guys who come home and now they're faced with, you know, finding a job and supporting a family and a lot of other things. So we want to do our part here in the jail to get these guys the leg up that they need and get that recidivism rate down to hopefully zero. And, you know, we'd love to – we're always looking for ways that we can help the homeless too. We see it all the time, and it breaks our heart to see these guys out there struggling, in many cases living on the street. It's just – it's tough.
Yes, yes, it definitely is, Cheryl. And we're going to get into the next question, Cheryl. We see you always visible in the community with the people, and that's something that I hadn't seen before in a while. What sets you apart from other sheriffs? Because you are definitely in the hood with the people. So what sets you apart from that, Sheriff Lamb?
Well, I appreciate you noticing that. And, you know, I believe in – I'm a very Christian person, and I believe that in service. I believe that there's no greater love, you know, as hath a man than to give his life for another, but also to serve one another, to show compassion for one another. So, and the biggest thing that I understand is I was voted and elected in by the people. I don't have a boss. I have a lot of bosses. I have the people of the county. And so as long as I'm serving as a sheriff, I'll do the best I can and work as hard as I can to be visible and be present and show the people that I truly do care about this county and look for opportunities to serve the people of this county. I've loved every day that I've had this job so far, and it's truly an honor for me to be able to serve the people of Pinal County.
Oh, man, and I really agree with you on that as well, because like I said, you ain't only doing stuff to help the community. You're showing that only because I'm a sheriff, I'm an individual as well, and you're showing other individuals here in our county and beyond that no matter what choices you make, you can correct that choice if you truly want to and make some out of your life, you know? And that right there, man, it grabs me and my wife a lot with that, Sheriff Lamb, because, you know, I don't see that often with sheriffs being definitely in the hood, out there mingling with the people, seeing what the people's needs is, how can we help. If you do wrong, we're going to lock you up. That's a given. But we also got a heart to help if you want help as well. So what separates that line with you right there, Sheriff Lamb?
You know, I think the biggest thing is you know, my Christian background, my belief system is that, you know, we all make mistakes. Every one of us makes mistakes. Some people make mistakes that land them in jail or in prison. And it makes their life even tougher. And so I try to take that outlook like, look, whatever you've done in your past, if, as long as you pay for that, we can move forward. I shouldn't, you know, I try not to hold those things against people, and I try to look for ways that I can serve them and help them. And ultimately, as a sheriff, I'm doing the best for the taxpayer by doing the best I can to keep those people from coming back to jail. That's how I save the taxpayer money. That's how I protect the community. And a lot of these people, they come from tough homes, tough backgrounds, and a lot of them just need to see that somebody actually cares and has a vested interest in seeing that their future is fruitful and better.
Yeah, and as a sheriff, I've definitely done watched you, and I've done seen that you do more than care. You show the people that you care. You know, it's a different animal just saying I care, but you are actually out there in the trenches caring, and that's something that we commend you for, Sheriff Lamb.
Well, thank
and,
you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. We want to speak on a little bit about the opium epidemic here in Arizona and across the country. Tell the people how is that animal right there? Because that's a terrible animal right now that we're dealing with around the country.
Oh, Rob, that is a big problem. I mean, it truly is an epidemic. You know, we've had drug issues in this country for a long time, and we probably always will. I hate to say it. I'm not a defeatist, but until people stop using drugs, we're going to probably continue to have drug issues. But, man, that opioid epidemic has really got a grip on people. And, you know, it's really crossed all lines, and it's touched all of us. Every family has somebody that's probably struggled with opioid addiction. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that in certain instances it's legal. And, you know, it's the most addictive drug out there. We're seeing that the cartels are recognizing the appetite that Americans have for these drugs. And kids are getting hooked on them at an early age. They're stealing the pills from their parents, their grandparents. And these kids are getting hooked at a very early age. And so all around, it is a tough, tough thing. I did a video yesterday or the day before talking about the impact that it's had. In Arizona alone, in the last 4 months, we've had nearly 500 deaths from opioid overdoses. I mean, that's a staggering amount. And
yes, me and my wife shared that video yesterday, and I couldn't believe it when I heard you speak on that.
It's just such a huge issue. I'm also part of the governor's panel for the opioid crisis, and I know as sheriffs, this is a very, very important topic for all 15 sheriffs in the state. It's a big issue.
Yeah,
you know,
as you
saw in the video, we're trying to attack this on all fronts. So one of the things we've done is partnered with the DEA on the HEAT program, and that's what that video is about, talking about how we're going to seek stiffer penalties for these people that are putting, targeting our families and putting drugs into their hands, and in many cases causing overdoses.
Yes, and I feel that, the drug epidemic here in Arizona and across the country have to stay fighting with that because, like you just said, you know, drugs is going to be around to me and you dead and gone. That's never going to stop, you know. But at the same time, we can slow it down to the point where we're saving lives, and that's where you and your staff is all about, saving lives as many as you can. So we
absolutely
appreciate that, Sheriff Lamb.
The cartels have they're transitioning. They were pushing a lot of marijuana into this country. You know, 40% of all illegal drugs that come into this country come through Arizona's borders. And they've transitioned. Well, you know, intel shows that they've transitioned even up to 20,000 acres of marijuana into poppy seed fields. So if you don't think that that problem with the opioids is going to get harder and more difficult in this country, you're kidding yourself. They're going to target
everybody kidding themselves.
Yeah.
That's good. So we'll go to a couple more questions, Chef Lamb, and I know you're a busy man. So I just want to ask you, what made you want to get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back 9th Annual Toy Drive this year here in Pinal County?
You know, we're always looking for, I think the veterans program is a perfect example. We're always looking for ways that we can do this job better, be better, serve the community better. You know, you approached us with the Streets Don't Love You Back program, and we're excited to implement that in the jail. I mean, the price is right. It's free, and I tip my hat to you folks for what you do for these people and for the time and effort and the heart you put into this project. And then doing the toy drive for the kids, I mean, that's just another feather in your cap for what you're doing. And the least we can do is help where we can and be involved to whatever extent we can. And so we appreciate the opportunity, and we're looking forward to seeing what we can do for these kids for Christmas.
Hey, we sure enough appreciate it, Sheriff Lamb. And also I want to let you know why I got you on the line. Is the program has been approved in the Maricopa County with Sheriff Pinzone, and we started classes there November 1st with 50 inmates per class, and that's how it will be over there in Maricopa County. And we can't wait to get in your jail as well, and we're just thanking God for the opportunity to help many people as we can. Like we said, we can't help everybody, but we sure can help the ones that's ready to get out.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, and now that our veterans program in our jail that's been consuming a lot of our time, so now that we've got that folded out, next project is getting you guys in our facility and having some success there as well.
Hey, we appreciate it, Chef Lamb. And any last words you would like to say, Chef Lamb, before we close out?
You know, I just want to say thank you to you for everything you're doing and for your wife, Lucinda, for all the heart and effort you put into making this a better community as well. And I'm grateful to be able to work with you and trying to make this a better place to live and helping those who need help.
Hey, that's a good man right there, Chef Lamb. And we look forward to you continuously being in that seat for the next 20 years, like my man down in Maricopa County was. But, you know,
that's what I'm hoping.
Him being there for 20 years, yeah, him being there for 20 years wasn't all good, you know. But you being there for 20 years, it's going to be more than all good. You know, it's going to be exactly what the Creator wants. You know what I mean? A man of God and a man that's not just about locking everybody up. You know, it's just about helping the people. And if you need to get locked up, Sheriff Lamb going to make sure that happens too. But he also going to help you out if you need some help.
Absolutely. I always say, don't mistake my meekness for weakness. You know, I believe in bringing the humanity back to law enforcement, but I'm one of the first to enforce the law as well. So, but hey, I really do appreciate everything you're doing and for having me on today.
Hey, it's an honor to always work with you, Chef, and me and my wife look forward to, like I say, continuing this work and you being in that seat for the next 20 years, man, because you're a good man and you're damn sure a good sheriff. So keep up the good work and let's keep working together, helping the people.
All right. Thank you, Rob, and God bless. And God bless all of you out there.
All right, Chef. You have a good evening now, and take care now.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. That was our main man, Sheriff Lamb, on the line. And we had a great conversation with him, and we thank him for tuning in. And we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to have a few songs, and then we're going to close out. But we just want to thank Sheriff Lamb for tuning in today and moving forward with the Streets Don't Love You Back. Thank everybody very much.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8 ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you, and I pulled my oldest brother into it and got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Once again, thank our great Sheriff, Pinell County Sheriff Mark Lamb, for stopping through and blessing the show and working with our vets and working with people to better our county right here in Pinell County. So we want to thank you and your staff, Sheriff Lamb. So we're steady moving forward. If you have not got involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Thank everyone and have a blessed day.